Good morning, Gdansk.
Good morning, Gdansk. It's 11:05 and you are, of course, here with Ewelina Potocka.
And Chris Farman. And imagine, people, że mamy tutaj taką pompę energetyczną, którą pompujemy i absolutnie nie dajemy się złym nastrojom. Pogoda dzisiaj pozostawia wiele do życzenia i dziś będziemy trochę mówić o tak zwanym November Blues, czyli o takim dołku listopadowym, ale będziemy mówić w kontekście tego, jak się ratować, jak nie dać się tej jesiennej depresji tak zwanej.
Let's be honest, we've been here since 10 a.m. on DAB and the first hour was a little bit difficult, trying to get into the momentum, trying
but
to get into the energy.
But now we are super pumped.
Exactly. Yes, indeed. We are ready. November blues are here, unfortunately. It's the 9th of November, and looking out the window, it's not a very satisfying day. However, we are going to give you some suggestions on how to make those November blues a little bit better. But we also want to hear from you, 603-060606. What do you do to make those November blues that little bit better? Tell us.
Chociaż troszeczkę, chociaż mini tyci. Jak sobie radzicie z jesienną depresją? 603-3x06. Dzień dobry, dzień doberek.
Piotrek, good morning. His tip, his advice for the day is you need to run in the morning. Now, Piotr, this is easier said than done. Ale
Krzysztofie, mój przemiły, pan Piotr jeszcze coś napisał, potem Radio Gdańsk.
Okay.
Tak, nie, potem Radio Gdańsk, then listening to Radio Gdańsk, and dopiero potem pracka. I to jest bardzo dobra kolejność. Jeszcze kawa, panie Piotrze, po drodze.
But let's be honest, running in the morning. This is a difficult one, yes?
Yeah.
You know, now it's dark in the morning. I wake up, what, 6 a.m, it's still dark?
Podziwiam osoby, które biegają w ogóle, a które biegają nad ranem, na przykład wstają, waking up at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
For a run.
Oh, can you imagine?
Szok. Ludzie, wielki szacunek dla was, dla
it's,
wszystkich.
It's horrible. I think I'll just be running with my eyes closed still. I'd still be sleeping.
Otóż to.
But this is one tip I'll give you just once more. To do something different. Yes, indeed. November, do something different. We all get in that, stuck in that same old routine, that monotonous routine.
Unikajcie tego, że rano wstajesz, śniadanie, praca, dom, spanie, śniadanie, praca, dom, spanie. Unikajmy tego.
Exactly. And this is kind of like a European thing, I would say. You know, after work, we all go home to our families and this kind of stuff, but we need to mix it up. Definitely you need to try something new, so get out of that comfort zone and just do something new. Whether it is, maybe you want to learn to dance, who knows, maybe, you know, you've got a Christmas ball coming up and you want to learn how to dance with your partner, salsa dancing, hip-hop, who knows, there's loads of dance classes around. You can try something new, just mix it up a little bit. That is
Chris na przykład całkiem niedawno odwiedził strzelnicę.
Dokładnie, yes. This
first
is
time
a,
in your life?
No. But actually, the first time I did it was here in Gdansk. We have many shooting ranges all around Trójmiasto. And lots of fun. Seriously, lots of fun.
Wyobraźcie sobie, że opowiada mi o tym już od tygodnia. The whole week I'm just hearing about the shooting range. Oh. So it made a great impression.
You know, honestly, you spend maybe 1 to 2 hours there. You have an instructor, a really friendly instructor, showing you exactly everything what to do, and basically go with a friend because it's a competition to see who gets more on target. So yeah, definitely a lot of fun, something you should think about doing.
Tomek z kolei, staram się nie brać wszystkiego do siebie, cieszyć się małymi osiągnięciami, odpowiednia muzyka i trochę witaminy D3. O tak, pamiętajcie o tym, o suplementacji, niezwykle istotna, ale cieszyć się małymi osiągnięciami, małymi szczęściami, znajdować każdego dnia coś pozytywnego, to jest bardzo dobre. I always remind my friend, every day, she was a journalist, now she's not working in a journalism anymore, but she said, like I'm more relaxed at the moment. Every day I try to find 30 minutes, maybe 1 hour just for myself, and I'm treating myself with a coffee in a nice cafeteria. I Kasia, pozdrawiam cię bardzo serdecznie, zawsze miałaś ten swój rytuał. Kawka codziennie, pół godzinki, godzina musi być dla mnie z kawą i nic mnie nie interesuje. I to są takie małe szczęście.
Good idea, and exactly. Tomek says appropriate music. Well, Tomek, if you was listening to us about 20 minutes ago, you would have heard your first Christmas song. Yes, your first Christmas song
to.
On
we
the radio
this.
For the year. Yes, we did, because it's something you have to do. I guarantee people, flick onto Spotify right now. You know, you need to listen to a Christmas song today.
Nawet dzisiaj już. Oficjalnie raczej od 1 grudnia. To jest ta data graniczna, kiedy rozpoczynamy granie piosenek świątecznych. Ale co tam, jeżeli lubicie grudzień, nastrawia was to pozytywnie. U nas to było Chris Rea and Driving Home for Christmas.
Amazing, absolutely amazing. What more do you want?
Take, I'll be watching you.
We have a true mixture of November blues and Christmas feeling here in our SMS box.
Indeed, Carol, you are my best friend right now. Listening to Christmas songs on the way to breakfast this morning really puts you in the mood, that nice relaxing mood.
Karolu, czyli już jednak działasz tak samo jak my, myślimy o tym samym. Ale ważna informacja też może jeszcze nieświąteczna. Narracje to jest taki festiwal, który odbywa się w mieście Gdańsku już od wielu lat, czyli zwiedzanie dzielnic, visiting areas of the city.
Exactly. I was doing this maybe 2 years ago and it's normally like derelict buildings, unused buildings, places which you wouldn't really get to see maybe. But this year, fantastic news, on the 15th and 16th of November, we do have English tours, starting from Kartuska number 11 at 7:30. Of course, you can go to the website. It is Narracja,
yes? Narracja, double R.
Narracja.
EU.
EU. And of course, there is an English icon on there, so you can get all the English translations straight away.
So English speakers, a great opportunity for you visit Siedlce and to see, the whole area.
Exactly. So that is the one suggestion for the November blues, just to mix it up a little bit.
Tak.
Try something new. Great idea.
A Irenka do nas napisała, że jest z listopada, she was born in November, but she loves May. Mm-hmm. May jest chyba najcudowniejszym miesiącem w roku. Kocha May i czerwiec.
I'm quite interested. What is the star sign for November? I need to find out the star sign.
No, Skorpion.
Oh. Yeah, really?
Oczywiście. November
to
jest...
How do you know this?
No ja znam się na horoskopikach.
Okay, fair enough.
Więc mamy jak najbardziej Skorpiony, a później Strzelce.
Oh. Do you know what? I think it's time for something very special. This is purely for you, Carol.
Czy to już ten czas?
Carol, you have made this happen.
Merry Christmas, ladies.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Bublé.
Uh-huh.
Are you ready to sing a little jingle bell?
Michael Bublé Christmas songs, you cannot
beat that. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the
what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh, dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. All the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Snow.
We are dashing
in a one-horse open sleigh.
One-horse sleigh.
All the fields we go.
All the fields we go. We go.
Laughing all the way.
All the way.
Bells and bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Probably.
Carol, buddy, I'm pretty sure there are some people out there hating you right now.
Na pewno, na pewno. Ale słuchajcie, wybaczcie nam, no jakoś tak wyszło dzisiaj z tym nastrojem świątecznym. Chociaż oczywiście czekamy na 11 listopada na nasze święto niepodległości. Mnóstwo atrakcji w całym Trójmieście, parady, specjalne pokazy, spotkania, wykłady, koncerty oczywiście.
Dokładnie.
I będzie można też zjeść potrawy sprzed 100 lat, to znaczy z przepisów, które powstały przed 100 laty.
Exactly. There is so much going on this weekend. Remember, of course, to do shopping today because the next 2 days shops are closed, unfortunately.
Także dzisiaj jeszcze walka w sklepie. Na szczęście to jeszcze nie jest walka o karpie.
But the so much going on. For example, Gdansk parade starts at 8:30 on Monday. 8:30 Monday morning. Quite early, I have to say. But of course you can catch even the next parade, which is around about 12 o'clock
o 12 in Gdyni parada, w Gdańsku o 8:30 rzeczywiście, ale to jest rozpoczyna się formować. So people start gathering at 8:30 and the whole parade starts at 9:30.
Okay.
To w Gdańsku oczywiście.
Plenty of restaurants also offering very traditional Polish food. So if you are a tourist to Gdansk this weekend, of course you can try some very traditional 100-year-old Polish recipes.
Tak
some
jest.
Restaurants will be offering at discounted prices. Loads going on. We even have runs, of course. We were talking about this city.
Biegi
it's like a running
będą.
City.
Zgadza się.
They love a good run.
I coś jeszcze również dla fanów hokeja. Mecze reprezentacji Polski w hokeju na lodzie. Między innymi mecze z Japonią, Węgrami i Włochami o turniej Pucharu Niepodległości.
I love it. So many sports in November.
Fantastycznie. No właśnie. Good. And sport, this is the solution. Na November Blues, na tak zwaną jesienną deprechę, sport jest bardzo dobrym rozwiązaniem. Wiem, łatwo mówić, wiem jak jest, ale staram się również jednak jakąś aktywność fizyczną podejmować.
That is exactly it. And the thing is, now November, I guarantee Netflix memberships have increased. Yes, because mainly we want to stay at home, watch films on the sofa. It's a very kind of dark, mysterious month. But maybe there are some sports that you want to try something new. We have Morsowania starting now. If you are crazy enough to
Morsowanie, to miałeś na myśli, Krzysztof.
Morsowania. If you are crazy enough to plunge yourself into the ocean, it is actually starting from tomorrow.
No supervised. Właśnie, morsowanie to jest coś, what I'm thinking about.
Really?
Yeah, morsowanie, to by było coś.
I can't imagine it.
You cannot.
I can imagine
me
you
neither.
Screaming like a little girl.
I would say I'm sorry. Jingle Dance English Service.
I'm Martin Caron, bringing you the secret to overcoming the November blues. This evening, the timeless Swan Lake will be performed by the Royal Moscow Ballet at the Gdynia Arena. Tickets cost between 89 and 189 zloty. Now, if you take a walk along the beach any weekend in the winter, you will probably see people braving the icy waters of the Baltic, partaking in the popular pastime of morsovanie, or cold water swimming. The sport has well-proven health and well-being benefits, as well as being enormous fun. You can try it for yourself this Sunday when you will have the opportunity to dare to enter the water for the first time or to do it with support if you've already done it before. The event will take place tomorrow at the Klipa Tavern in Jelitkova. 3 p.m. there will be a 30-minute warm-up led by a personal trainer, and then when everyone is warmed up, participants will enter the water under supervision. At 4 p.m. there will be a bonfire on the beach for everyone. And finally, on Monday from 9:30 a.m, Poland's National Independence Day Parade will be taking place in Gdańsk on Podwale Staromiejska by the Old City. With sunny weather expected, this should be a fantastic experience in the open air to commemorate the anniversary of the restoration of Poland's sovereignty as the Second Polish Republic in 1918. There will also be a Polish food festival in restaurants around the city. Full details of these events and more can be found on the Radio Gdańsk website.
Good morning, Gdańsk!
There's something inside you.
Well, that song really didn't wake people up, did it?
Ale to jest taka piękna pieśń.
It's nice and relaxing. Very true. Tomek, you do have a very good suggestion here. Sauna. Sauna is always a good way to stay healthy. This guy even has one at his work.
Tomaszu, gdzież ty pracujesz, że posiadasz saunę swoją?
What's going on?
Własną osobistą może nawet.
But now I am going to give you just a few tips, okay? November blues are here. I'm going to give you a few tips how to overcome these, okay? So of course, Tomek, you got a very good suggestion.
Sauna,
to stay warm.
Tak, właśnie o to chodzi. Nie
stay
mamy światła, nie ma słońca, więc chociaż to poczucie ciepła jest bardzo ważne, sauna, tak jest.
Exactly. All Polish people now it's come to winter, they trade in coffee for tea. This is a huge thing. Yeah.
Huge.
Huge. You love your little winter teas over here.
No bardzo.
So yes.
Cieplutka. Jeszcze cozy sweterek.
Winter beverages. You know, nice times. You know, go to like a little sauna, a spa. Really enjoy yourself.
Właśnie. I tutaj trzeba powiedzieć, że tak practice a self-compassion.
Exactly.
Ukochaj siebie, tak jak mówi jeden z popularnych trenerów. Należy siebie pokochać, szczególnie mocno właśnie zimą. Zrób dla siebie coś dobrego.
And what a great way to do that, by giving yourself little rewards.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, you know, don't be so strict on yourself. Give yourself little rewards. So, you know, if you go to the gym today, then, you know, think about maybe...
Zjedz tabliczkę czekolady.
Going out for a meal. Yeah, exactly. You know, give yourself like a little reward. A little bit more often.
Ale taką dużo, 300 gramów.
But when it comes to activities, don't think, okay, you just have to go to the gym, you have to sweat and all this. No, there's loads of ways. Right now, ice skating rinks are open in Gdansk.
Otóż to, będzie można jeździć na łyżwach. To jest wspaniała zabawa. Lot of fun.
I used to be fantastic at this when I was a kid. I tried last year. Well, catastrophe.
Cóż wy?
It's difficult. It really is difficult. It's not so easy. And you see some of the guys skating backwards, going really fast, doing little slaloms, and all I want to do is trip them up, you know, just like knock them over and just be like, ha, now look at you.
No dobra, nie musisz tutaj teraz potrójnego aksla przecież wykonywać, możesz po prostu przejechać kilka kółek i tak się spocisz. Jeżeli chodzi właśnie o jazdę na łyżwach, oj, to naprawdę można stracić sporo kalorii.
And even if you're not good at ice skating, they do have the little penguins as well. You hold on to the little penguin, so it's a little assistant.
I want to see you with this penguin.
But ice skating, a great idea. Get into that winter activities. Why not?
No i przecież narty. Już niebawem będzie można do Wieżycy pojechać, jeżeli nie wyjeżdżacie z naszego regionu. I tam będzie można
oczywiście
poszusować.
I know, I can't wait for the snow.
Oby był.
You know what,
let's
I really
pray
can't wait.
For some snow.
This year I am skiing. 100% I am getting into the Polish lifestyle and I am deciding to go skiing.
But you mean like going to the mountains or
Yeah, Wieżyca? I've only been to Wieżyca. And it's not a mountain, let's be honest. It's a hill.
To jest to, na co nas stać na Pomorzu. What we can afford here in Pomerania is Wieżyca.
But no, definitely one, I need to go to a mountain. 100% I need to take up the Polish lifestyle this year.
Dobrze, ale to będą narty czy snowboard?
No, I did try snowboarding. It is
difficult.
Crazy difficult.
Tak, to prawda.
I can stand up, I can go in a straight line, I can't
and
turn,
it.
And I can't stop.
That's it.
So, no, a little bit too difficult. But also, great idea, now we are in winter, flights. Flights are very cheap, people. Flights are very cheap. So escape the November blues. Go somewhere. Get yourself to Spain, Croatia, somewhere nice, somewhere a little
Nawet
bit hotter.
Nawet we Włoszech, Italy, weather is nice, temperature is very nice.
Dokładnie.
Wiem, co mówię.
See, what more do you want? We're like your personal trip advisor.
Otóż to, a Tomasz napisał, już nam wyjaśnił, o co chodzi z sauną, no to jest teraz już zrozumiał. Well, I work in Sweden. It's common in there.
Really? Every workplace has a sauna in Sweden?
No widzisz?
That's incredible.
Może to jest jakaś sugestia dla nas.
That is absolutely incredible.
To może coś trzeba zmienić, może przyjdzie nowy rok, trzeba będzie coś zmienić.
We won't be here next week, people, because we will be in Sweden. We are relocating.
Tak? Okay, fantastic. Good Morning Gdańsk zawsze stara się Was przywrócić do życia, bring me to life. A Marta napisała, że los mi trochę dopomógł, bo urodziłam się pod koniec listopada i przywitałam ten świat w deszczu. Może udzieliła mi się radość rodziców i dlatego uwielbiam listopadowy klimat. Nie mam recepty, bo mnie to nie dotyczy. Może chwila pod kocem z książką, filmem, kubkiem gorącej herbaty. Pozdrawia nas bardzo serdecznie Marta.
And this is exactly it. This is how people are spending their November.
To jest najwspanialszy November właśnie, tak. Książka, film, kubek gorącej herbaty i koc. Blanket is a must.
Very true, very true. Now, a little bit of Royal Family news, people. We haven't done this. We haven't done this in a long time.
Zaniedbujemy.
It's gone quite quiet in the Royal Family. It has been quite quiet.
Ale jakie newsy mamy, kochani.
However, Kate Middleton is maybe lining up her own TV project. Yes, she has been in talks with the BBC, so quite possibly Kate Middleton will be opening up a, I don't know, some kind of TV project very soon.
And that will be a massive hit. To ja już mogę teraz powiedzieć. Kate Middleton w programie telewizyjnym jakimkolwiek.
I don't know what it could be. I have
milionowa,
no idea.
Milionowa, miliardowa oglądalność.
However, it has been announced that Prince Harry has signed up to appear on the new Oprah Winfrey show. If you don't know what Oprah Winfrey is, do you have a similar kind of show in Poland?
Mamy z mężczyzną raczej, bardzo popularnym, okay. Aczkolwiek Oprah Winfrey is the only one prekursorka w ogóle wszelkiego rodzaju takich talk showów, no i jest kobietą.
This is going to be interesting. Can you imagine a Royal Family on a TV talk show?
Ja powiem ci tak, I think, to, że to jest taka trochę ratowanie swojego wizerunku. Mm-hmm. Trying to...
redeem himself.
Otóż to,
maybe, yes.
Ponieważ wizerunek Harry'ego i jego małżonki Meghan został ostatnio nadszarpnięty. And what the survey shows us, uh-huh. Meghan Markle is the less liked member of Royal Family. Mm. Meghan Markle, najmniej lubiany członek rodziny, członkini rodziny królewskiej.
It's kind of believable, I guess.
Ale za to królowa ciągle na stanowisku.
Go on, tell us,
ciągle
tell us.
Wspaniała. Szanowni Państwo, podkreślam i przypominam, 93 lata ma królowa Elżbieta i cóż, aktualnie bardzo modna ciągle, stwierdziła, że nie będzie już nosić prawdziwych futer, tylko zastąpi je sztucznymi. Wszystko oczywiście w związku z klimatem i podejściem bardzo takim mądrym do natury i do zwierząt, proekologicznym, a więc not anymore real fur, but faux fur, fake
aha.
fur.
Very interesting.
Taka jest Ella.
Now I have a question. Do you think the Queen is a vegan? Do you think she tucks into a nice slab of tofu every night?
She's very up to date. She's completely modern. So it may happen. You know, she lives so long. 93 lata.
I still believe that she's like the typical like older, you know, World War II situation, eating liver and hearts and kidneys.
A może właśnie dlatego też widzisz 93 lata. But she's really amazing. I'm looking at her and she looks fantastycznie.
But I do believe, like my personal opinion is that she must have the blood of like a 20-year-old pumped into her on a regular basis.
Ale to o tym też myślałam, że coś tam musi być się zadziać, tak jak Mick Jagger.
Literally, yeah, when you see her get in and out of cars, like in and out of her car, which is maybe half a meter off the ground.
Tak? To jest zupełnie inna perspektywa, której my nawet nie możemy poczuć.
This is exactly why I wonder how much medicine is pumped into her. I think quite a bit, I don't know.
Right. Well, she was always a sporty lady.
No, but she's 93.
And she, no jest. No.
I am not going to be like that when I'm 93.
Ale pamiętaj, że to są rzeczy, których my nie jesteśmy w stanie ogarnąć naszym umysłem. She's a royal.
Yeah.
To jest, wiesz, maybe this is the charm of the Buckingham Palace.
Maybe so.
Może tam się dzieją jakieś tajemne rzeczy, jakieś czary. Mary.
That's all of the Royal Family news we do have for you today. Don't worry, no more today. Maybe maybe next week though. Who knows?
Może,
who
knows?
I step off the train. I'm walking down your street again and past your door. But you don't live there anymore. It's years since you've been there. And now you disappeared somewhere. I got a space to find some better place. since you've been there. And now you've disappeared somewhere. I got a space. You found some better place, and I miss you.
Now, very quickly, fantastic idea that has been introduced in a shop in the UK, which could be coming to Poland, who knows, very soon. Nowadays, as we go on, 2019, 2020, people are staring at their phones a lot more. They don't want to talk to others around them. So what a shop has done is introduced two shopping baskets. You have a red shopping basket and a grey shopping basket. And basically, if you don't want any assistance, because it does get annoying, you know when you walk in a shop, within 2 seconds somebody comes up to you, oh hi, can I help?
Like, chyba ty tak masz. Widzą ciebie i od razu, Chris? Chris Farman? Oh, can I help you?
Not exactly. But you know, like when they come up to you, the first 2 seconds, like, can I help? It's like, well, no, I've only just walked in a shop. I don't even know what I'm looking for yet.
You know? Może wyglądasz na takiego, you look like a lost one, you know? So maybe. You, like, people really like feel that you need their attention.
So if you pick up the grey basket, it's purely to show people that you're shopping on your own. You don't need any help.
Czyli
so
nikt nie może do ciebie się odezwać.
Exactly.
Okay.
Nobody's going to come up to you and help you. If you take the red basket, people, staff will approach you to ask you if you need help with anything. Fantastic idea, I think. And it's even been introduced in a hairdresser. Yes, indeed, because of course we know when we go to a hairdresser, it's like going to a shrink. Yes, it's like a psychologist.
Wizyta, zgadza się. U fryzjera to jest albo wizyta u przyjaciółki, u przyjaciela, albo wizyta u psychologa.
For men, we're only there for maybe 15 minutes, so it's not so bad. But for women who are there for 2 to 3 hours,
ja spędzam 3 godziny, tak, u fryzjera.
Exactly. I don't know what you talk
Blond
about,
włosy są wymagające.
But they love to talk. Your hairdresser probably knows more about your life than your partner does.
Otóż to. I tak naprawdę każdy fryzjer ma zacięcie psychologiczne. To zawsze idzie w parze.
Well, now what you can do is in some hairdressers you can book the silent treatment. Yes, indeed. This means actually the reservation, you will be sitting there in silence for 2 to 3 hours and they're not going to try to interact with you and talk to you because small talk, let's be honest, it's a bit of a pain, yes? We like it sometimes, but not all the time. You know, I like to go to the hairdresser, the person's playing with your hair, it feels nice. I don't want to try and have a conversation at the same time.
But for example, my father, his hairdresser is now retired, but my father used to visit the same hairdresser for 50 years, for mostly over 50 years. He said, recently he said, I betrayed him only 7 times in my whole life.
That's incredible.
Tak, i mój tata od 50 lat chodził do pana Andrzeja fryzjera, pozdrawiam bardzo serdecznie, no teraz już na emeryturze, więc musi szukać nowego fryzjera, and this is so difficult for him.
Yeah. That's,
każdy fryzjer jest zły, tylko pan Andrzej dobrze strzygł.
We will be still here after 12 o'clock, but only on DAB. So get to the Radio Gdansk website or to the Facebook page at Good Morning Gdansk. Click on the link at the top and keep listening to us.
A skoro November blues, to November rain!
Which is very true right now. It's probably going to come later today, if not tomorrow.